Blog Talk Radio.
Or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shall not bow thyself down to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities are sins of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. So I'm reading these commandments to you, sheep, so that you will know them and keep them. What other God that you know of has less rules for his people? None. And there is a group over in Israel that claims to be us. And I learned back in the 70s, I was looking at PBS, this man named Nasser. He says to this interviewer, like, why you putting in the wrong people? Those people were dark-skinned black people, but you were putting in white people. And that has opened my eyes. I thank God to help me to see that. Those people that are over there now, and they should know the truth. I'm telling them the truth. They should not be there. And as I understand it, if they don't leave that place when there is war, Armageddon, then they are going to die with bloodshed up to the horse, this bridle. So they should leave as soon as they can. The third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. The fourth commandment that is broken most Sundays, our Father has put an end to most of the churches attending church service on the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is for the people that call themselves Christians is on a Sunday. But God told you in the Ten Commandments, he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days that thou shalt labor and do all your work. But the seventh day of the Lord thy God, and it thou shalt not do any work, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor the maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the strangers that in thy gates were. In 6 days the Lord made heavens and earth and the seas and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He made the seventh day Saturday, the seventh day, and he made it holy. Ye shall worship that day and have a church services on that day. Ten Commandments. We should know this. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land that the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, the sixth commandment. And you know, you're not supposed to have abortion, You might think about it, but I'm telling you, don't do the killing. God should do the killing when it's time. The seventh commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. That is for you men and you women who are married. Be faithful unto your spouse. Woman, if you're married, be faithful to your husband. Man, if you're married, be faithful to unto your wife. The eighth commandment, thou shalt not steal. What is it that you don't understand about not? The ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. So what is it that you don't know about not bearing false witness against your neighbor? Don't lie on your neighbor. You understand? And the final commandment, the tenth commandment, is thou shalt not covet men to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thy neighbors shall not cover thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor, his ass. And an ass, I would say, better than a donkey, nor anything that is thy neighbor. So what is it that you don't understand? God made these commandments plain. Now, let me read to you what you should know. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris. Happy Sabbath day to everybody. The only day in the Bible that tells you to remember the seventh Sabbath day and to keep it holy and rest. You can find the Ten Commandments written in the books of Deuteronomy as well in Exodus. In Deuteronomy, you can find it in chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, and book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 7. Read it by yourself, James Version of the Bible. Sabbath day starts in your pen, paper, and you can jot down any references or scriptures that I may state. The technological savvy might have your notepads or notebooks or just a pass. You young folks are technological savvy. And I'm glad today that I am an old folks. I used to want to live a long life. I tell you all, that's to be the truth. And I am doing what my Father in heaven told me to do many years ago. And it took me many years to get to doing that. It took me 27 years to feed his sheep. Now that I'm doing it, this is the one thing that makes me happy. Let's go. On the computer, it says I am in 1 Samuel, book 29, but that's not true. I have read I am in 2 Samuel 7, and hopefully I will read 7 and 8 in your hearing for today. And I want you to know that a lot of the words that might be spoken. I may not know how to pronunciate them. I want you to read along with me. Where I cannot pronounce correctly, you pronounce correctly yourself, as well as understand what is being read to you. Let's read Deuteronomy, not Deuteronomy, 2 Samuel chapter 7. Let's read. And it came to pass when the king sat down in his house, and his Lord had given him rest around about from all his enemies, the king said unto Nathan the prophet, "See now, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth there within tombs." And Nathan said, "Do it." Came to pass that night, the word of the Lord came unto Nathan, saying, "Go and tell my servant David, said the Lord, thus said the Lord, shalt thou build me a house for me to dwell in, whereas I have not dwelled in any house since the time that I brought up the children of Israel out of Egypt." And that's important to know. The covenant came out, well, the children of Israel made it. We black folks made it that are calling ourselves African Americans. But if you read the Bible and read it with understanding, it would tell you that we are the children of Israel. Remember, I told you in Romans chapter 9, he said, his prophet said, "I have loved Jacob, but Esau I have hated." And Esau is the white nation. He is the white nation. That's what my God said he hated. So I want you to read it for yourself. Read, you can find that again in Romans chapter 9, verse 13. "Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated." And look up Jacob, Esau. Esau is Edom, E-D-O-M. They are, we should not love them. Stay away from them if you can. Don't follow them. If you have to do your work, you work for them, do what they instruct you to do. But try not to kill anyone. You know, do as much as you can. And that's it. Verse 5. I think I've read the verse 5. It says, "Go and tell my servant David, thus said the Lord, shall thou build me a house for me to dwell in? Thus have I not dwelt in any house since the time I was brought up to the children of Israel out of Egypt, even until this day. But I walked in a tent and in a tabernacle, places where I have walked with the children of Israel, spoke I the word with any of the tribes of Israel." Let me read verse 7 again. "In all the places where I have been, walked with all the children of Israel spoke I a word with any of the tribes of Israel whom I commanded to feed my people Israel, saying, why build ye not me a house of cedar? Or so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus said the Lord of hosts, I took thee from the sheepcote. A sheepcote is a sheep pen, from following the sheep, to be the ruler of my people over Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou thy sight, and made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. Wherever I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them anymore as before time. So you big folks of wickedness, stop trying to afflict us. God is going to bring down heaven and earth on you. He said it's going to take care of you. You will not be dogging us as you have done in the past. Those days are over. We already had spent 430 years in Egypt. Now we just finished doing 400 years of slavery in this land. And I understand that this may be our land too, but we have done our time as being enslaved, and now it's your time. And I am looking forward to seeing my Father put you in your place. And verse number 11, and as since the time that I commanded judges to be over my people Israel, and have caused thee to rest from thy enemies, also the Lord, he will make thee a hive. And when the bands be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels, and I will establish my kingdom. So he's telling David, he's telling the prophet David to tell David these things, to tell him that when the days are fulfilled, that thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, that he would set up after thee, which shall proceed out of their bowels, out of your mouth, I will establish his kingdom. So our Father is coming back again to establish his kingdom. And this is very important. We should remember this sheep. You should remember things better than I just remember what my Father told me to do, and that is I pray that he will allow me to do, for I cannot do anything that he doesn't allow me to do. Let me read verse 12 over again. And when thy days be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. I will establish kingdom. That's Solomon. And shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. So whoever has that throne, give it back. That throne belongs to us black people, not to white people, or to white folks looking like hair with black folks. You know who you are, and other people know who you are as well as I do. And I will be his father, and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquities, I shall chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes children of men. But my mercy shall not depart away from him, as I have took it from Saul, whom I put away before thee. And thy house and thy kingdom shall be established forever before thee. Thy throne shall be established forever. And that's what our Father is getting ready to do. A lady that's on YouTube who put up all these pictures coming from the moon. She is out of, I think she says Salem. Oh, I forget. It's like Nevada somewhere. But she has been obedient, and she was a white woman. And she put these pictures up of spaceships, lots of them, just like I have dreamed. I dreamed about some before. Listen to me. Verse 17. According to David, then went King David in and said before the Lord, and who am I, O Lord, their God, and what is my house that thou hast brought? Thing in my sight, O Lord, but thou hast spoken also of thy servant's house for a great while to come. And is this the manner of man, O Lord? And what can David say more unto thee? For thou, Lord God, knowest thy servant, and thy word's sake, according to thy own heart, hast thou done all these great things to make thy servant know them. Whatsoever art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee. According to all that we have heard, one nation is, let me read verse 20, and what one nation in the earth is like that people, even Israel, whom God sent to redeem from the people to himself and to make his name, and to make him a name, and to do great things and terrible and trouble for thy land before thy people, which thou redeemest thee from Egypt, from the nation and their gods. For thou hast confirmed to thyself the people of Israel to be a people unto thee forever. Thank you, God. And thy Lord art become thy God. And now, O Lord God, the word that thou hast spoken concerning thy servant and concerning his house, establish it for you, his house, establish it forever. And thus thou hast done, and let thy name be magnified forever, saying, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. In the house of the servant David be established before thee. For thou, O Lord, hast hosts of Israel, hast revealed his to thy servant, saying, I will build thee a house. Therefore thy servant found in his heart to pray this prayer unto thee. And thou, O Lord God, thou art the Lord, and thou God, be true at thy promise with goodness unto thy servant. Therefore, let it not please thee to bless the house of thy servant that is continued forever before thee. For thou, O Lord God, hast spoken it, and with thy blessing let the house of thy servant be blessed forever. I have just finished reading chapter 7, and I am going to start reading chapter 8. I am just looking at some of these names in chapter 8. I know that I do not know how to pronunciate them, but I would try to pronunciate them as well as spell them out. Just remember in chapter 2 Samuel, chapter 7, the Lord David was supposed to build him a house, but our father told Nathan to tell David that he shall not, his seed shall, and his seed was David. His seed was Solomon. Excuse me, see, I make mistakes. I make errors. And that's just to let you know. Or did not choose, since he chose me to do it, I find pleasure in doing his will. I have forgot about myself. And Just do what he tells me to do it, whether you like it or not. Going to track. Second Samuel, chapter 8. Came after this, it came to pass. Wait it. I need to read. I could read it in chapter. A garrison in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrian remember that I should have remembered when this was going on. I'm going to stop here. I'm going to read verse 6 and I will stop when I get back. Then David put a garrison in Syria of Damascus, and the Syrians became servants to David and brought gifts, and the Lord preserved David wherever. We're going to pick this up at verse 6, Tuesday. Remember, come on the air. I will see you. I will talk to you then. And I thank you all for listening and not calling in. Let us have a closing word. Prayer. Father in heaven, thank you for listening to me, for being our protector day and night from all the evils that Satan and his hands tries to bring to us. Thank you so much, Father, for keeping Satan and his evil people in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, saints, in James chapter 4 and then verse 15, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back and talk with you. Listen, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song, High and Lifted Up, by my nephew Adam. Well, he's from but he's a graduate of Columbia.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road, and teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. Jesus, We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. 'Cause he's